T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our Steelers insider Ed Bouchette is brought to you by MediConnect, bridging the healthcare gap. Ed, I hope you're well. And I just said the question I want to ask you, and it's, I mean, obviously the big question for everybody now, looking ahead at least, is who's going to be the Steelers' next quarterback? And just as obviously, people around here are wondering about Kenny Pickett, probably hoping for Kenny Pickett. From all the people that you know, all your sources, all the vibes you get, all the reports you get, what do the Steelers actually think of Pickett, and would they jump at the chance to take him at number 20?
Well, he's not going to be there, first of all, Joe. He's going to be long gone by number 20. And I think they like him, but I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback this year. I really don't. You know, it's a mediocre group. They're at number 20, which means they're going to get the mediocre of the mediocre available to them.
Do they like him enough to move up, Ed? Would they move up to try and get him?
I don't think they're going to move up. They have so many other needs, Joe, that they need their draft picks. They're not going to be throwing them away to move up to number, let's say, 11. That's where the Athletics draft guru Brugler has them going, is at number 11. And you know, that's too far to go. I mean, you have to give up too much.
I guess everybody has different opinions. I believe Kuiper has him going 18 to New Orleans, which isn't so much of a reach. Ed, I'm not sure I disagree with you, but then are you convinced they will bring in a veteran quarterback either via trade or probably more likely through free agency?
I think they'll probably sign someone maybe to just throw in the mix, Ron. I don't know that they're going to give up a whole lot to trade for one, that's for sure. I guess it's for the same reason they wouldn't move up in the first round. It's just, they don't, I'm not going to say they don't need a quarterback. That's not going to change their fortunes this year. There's no one good enough to do that. And, you know, why not just go with Rudolph or whoever else you got, go this year, build around him with some other positions. There are so many they need, and maybe try and grab your guy next year.
Andy, Tomlin did not come out and say Mason's our guy yesterday. He said it was an open competition. Do you believe that? Do you think Haskins is going to get a real shot at that job?
According to Haskins, he is, right? I mean, he talked to Kevin Colbert today. He hasn't talked to Tomlin yet. But he talked to Kevin Colbert and some others. I would assume one of the others was probably Matt Canada. And he came out of it thinking he's going to have a chance to compete to start. So I would say yes. You know, that they get that Minshew kid from the Eagles, which wouldn't take a whole lot to get him. You throw him in the mix and let's go.
So I'm trying to think now about these potential quarterbacks coming here, but let's get to Matt Canada. And Tomlin seemed to endorse the idea of bringing Canada back. Ed, I don't even remember. We've asked so many people if they thought Canada was coming back. Were you surprised by that? Will you be surprised if Canada comes back?
Well, I won't be surprised now after what Mike said yesterday. He doesn't say that if he's not bringing them back, Joe. I was surprised he said it, though. I just am. You know, I don't know. I guess he sees a whole lot more internally than we see externally. That's all I know.
And he basically said Butler is going to be retiring, right? That was our read on that, right?
Him and Colbert, right?
And
both talking about it.
Exactly.
If you're talking about it, what did Chuck Knoll say?
Your heart isn't going to be into your work if you're already thinking about retiring. He always said that. What do you think they do on defense? Do they promote Terrell Austin, or does Art step in and say, hey, Mike, you know, you calling the signals isn't working here. We're going to bring in somebody from the outside and let them run the defense.
Yeah, Terrell Austin would be the prime candidate. I would think if they were going to look for somebody from the outside to bring in, it would be as a coordinator. But, you know, Mike Tomlin runs that defense anyway, and Terrell's been there, 3 years now? So he knows the program, he knows the defense, and I would think that'd be an easy move.
Should Mike Tomlin continue to run the defense?
I don't think so, Ron. I've said this about all these head coaches who think they're the coordinators too. You have a gazillion coaches now to do their jobs. You could understand when it was only six coaches and Chuck Knoll was the offensive coordinator. But when you have all these coaches, hire somebody to do the job and you be the CEO. There's enough stuff for a head coach to observe on game day, during the week, everything else, without also having to be the coordinator. That's my feeling. And it's not just Mike. It's anybody who's an offensive coordinator as their head coach or defensive coordinator.
But from what we're all saying here, it sounds like nothing significant is going to change. Tomlin will run the defense by hiring Terrell Austin from his own staff. Canada will stay as offensive coordinator. So as far as coaching goes, it sounds like no significant change, Ed.
That's exactly what it sounds like, huh? When Keith Butler retires, who knows? Terrell Austin might have a whole bunch of other ideas and, maybe he will give in to Terrell if he wishes to run things more. You know, I mean, he certainly, let Dick LeBeau do it. That was a different case. But, the only other, there's going to be some big moves, but probably none of the coaches. You're talking about a new general manager and, a new quarterback.
Ed, at this point, we're, 3 days past the season? I mean, with what we know already, that it could be Mason, it could be Haskins, it could be Canada back, Tomlin could keep calling the defenses. Is there any reason at this point to think that next year is going to be any better than this one was?
Oh, no. Next year is going to be much worse. I don't know why it could be better. I mean, what's going to be better about it? They squeaked into the playoffs this year. I don't think the quarterback's going to be that good next year. I don't think the line's going to be any better. They do have money. That's the one thing. If they can reach out in free agency, Ron, and maybe bring a couple guys in to help them out, offensive lineman, maybe a wide receiver. You don't usually pay for good wide receivers. They might have a chance, but. I don't see them being better at quarterback than they were this year.
So then we'll be looking at 6 years perhaps without a playoff win, and then seven when a younger guy comes in. Do you think at any point, we talk about this all the time, and we disagree on it. I think Tomlin can be coach basically as long as he wants. Ron thinks that Art would run out of patience. I mean, after next season, they go, let's say they have their first losing season under Tomlin. Would the seat warm up, or is that a ridiculous thought, Ed?
It would warm up, but it's not going to get hot. I mean, everybody around here, well, I shouldn't say everybody, a lot of people around here seem to want to run him out. And, nationally, he is considered one of the best coaches in the league for good reason. I don't know what people expect. I mean, the NFL goes in cycles, Joe. It's supposed to go in cycles. The Steelers are experiencing that right now.
Well, a decade is a long time, right? And the Houston
Texans. What's a decade, Joe?
What's
a decade?
A decade of winning less playoff games than the Houston Texans, for one thing, would be this past decade. For another, I think
you're comparing them to the Houston Texans?
Yeah.
What was their record this year? Wait.
Yeah. No. I'm not comparing them to the Houston Texans. I'm comparing them unfavorably to the Houston Texans. They have more playoff wins in the last decade than the Steelers. I'm sure they can go 9-8 for the next 5 years, Ed, and that would be great.
So you're going to take the one stat. You're going to take one stat.
Playoff wins? Yeah. I will take that one. Yep.
Okay. Despite the fact they went 12-4 last year, right?
Right, and collapsed down the stretch for the third straight season, and then got embarrassed in a home playoff game, and then he gave him a three-year extension. I'm not saying fire him. I'm saying I wouldn't have given him an extension, and at some point, when does not winning playoff games become an issue? And you just mentioned his defensive coordinatorship doesn't appear to be going well, yet I doubt he wants to give that up. He made a horrible offensive line hire. I think he made a horrible offensive coordinator hire. So how about restructuring things a little bit? Can we come to a middle ground on Tomlin and force him to at least restructure?
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm not in that boat. I think he's a good coach. And as I said, things go in cycles. His quarterback got old and his line got old, and they're drafting down around in the 20s all the time.
But you do agree that you did just agree that you think he shouldn't be the coordinator, and I think also thought Matt Canada
agree with some of the stuff.
Yeah, well, that's all I'm saying. That's a pretty big thing, though. That's a pretty big thing to get him to give up, to say you're no longer the defensive coordinator around here. And I think we both agree that he made a bad hire on the offensive coordinator, who he now apparently is doubling down on, right?
Yeah, Matt Canada did not have a good year as the offensive coordinator, but who on offense did? What players was he given? And I'm not saying keep him. I'm just saying I don't know how do you really at this point judge a guy under those conditions? You know, he had a slop for offensive linemen. He had a rookie running back who was by all intents, was really good, but he couldn't get anywhere because of the offensive line. Those wide receivers failed him miserably. Him and the quarterback, they failed him. So I don't know. Four rookie starters on offense. I don't know. I don't know how you judge the guy
on
that 1 year.
I mentioned, I don't know who it was that tweeted it, said it's hard to judge Canada because he has Ben as his quarterback, and it's hard to judge Ben because he has Canada as his offensive coordinator. Which side of that do you think is more accurate? Did Ben hold back Canada, or did Canada hold back Ben?
I think the offensive line, and I've been telling everybody within earshot for all season long, held everybody back. And then the receivers were disappointing down the stretch, too. I mean, they were terrible. I don't know if it was either. I think it was other things that were holding them back. You know, he couldn't run inside. He couldn't. Everybody's wondering why Ben didn't throw over the middle. Well, when your center is on skates flying into you, you don't have a whole lot of time to pass, and especially over the middle.
Ed, let me name some players here. And you just tell me whether you think they will be back and whether you think they should be back. Let's start with Joe Hayden.
No. Time to move on.
Terrell Edmonds.
Yes. If you can get him at a reasonable price.
Devin Bush will be back. I guess the question with him is, do you give him a fifth-year option?
Oh, no. I wouldn't give him a fifth-year option. I mean, you can... If he's that good, if he turns the corner like Bud Dupree did, and he's that good, you just franchise him or trying to come together with on a contract deal. But no, I wouldn't give him a fifth year option at this point.
And then the other two that come to mind are Schobert. I believe they can get out of that deal and to it.
Well, I need to know more about Tuitt. I need to know where his head is, how he is. Physical conditioning. Somebody told me he's back at Notre Dame getting his degree. I need to know more there. We don't know enough. But if he's come back to the old Tuitt, yeah. But I think he's on the books for a $9 million salary next year. They could probably use that money to get somebody else.
How about Schobert? We both think he was a pretty big disappointment, although they only gave up, what, a six-round draft choice for him.
They need new inside linebackers. I mean, they need – Bush will be back, so go find another one to pair with him this year. And if he doesn't work out, go get another one the next year.
One other guy that Joe didn't mention, you mentioned Hayden. You said no. How about Witherspoon? Do you have to keep him? I thought he came on in the second half of the season.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good, Ron. I would try and bring him back. He's an unrestricted free agent, though, right?
Well, like Hayden, yeah.
Well, cornerbacks are hard to – you know, those guys are hard to find. And if they're any good, other teams might be willing to pay a little more than the
right.
Steelers are, although the Steelers have money. I mean, I would try and sign him back.
How about Juju?
No. No. They need new receivers. Juju's going to cost too much. I think. And if he doesn't, then okay, bring him back.
Well, that leads.
I don't know how. Is he going to cost more, Ed? He didn't cost much this year, and he got hurt and didn't really play. I don't know. Is there going to be a big market for him this year?
I don't know. $8 million is not chump change, right?
It's not 15 or 16 or 17 what the top receivers are getting. No, me.
I'm not paying.
Nor am I.
Would you pay that for Deontay? That's I think it's the question now, Ed, because it would make. Right now is the time to sign him. Has he earned that kind of money?
Joe, before the last month, I would say yes. But looking at the last month, you got to go, whoa. But if you don't pay him, what do you have left? Claypool? I mean, all the others are free agents. You're not going to sign James Washington. Bray Ray, who knows? But you can't lean on those guys anyway. I mean, I would try and sign Deontay, but I'm not giving him AB money, that's for sure.
How about Kalen Ballage in the last game, Ed? Four
He's
carries.
He's a slug.
Four carries for
He's
13
a
yards,
slug.
Ed. Yeah, He's coming on.
He looked like Jerome Bettis this year.
He's a slug.
That first, he looked like what Jerome Bettis would look like right now, yes, if he was on the field. But he did get a four-yard carry. He got a four-yard carry, Ed.
He made the team, Joe. He made the team. That was more than what I thought he was going to do.
Ed, thank you for the stimulating conversation. Ron, would you like to say goodbye to Ed?
Ed, have a good day. How's Poppy doing in the snow?
He doesn't like it. I had to dig out a space for him, and he's reluctantly going in that space because his other spaces are too deep. He has his particulars. He likes to go to certain places.
sort of like all of us, Ed, you know?
I guess. Yeah, I guess, Ron. Yep.
Thank
See you, man.
Ed.
All
Thanks,
right,
Ed.
Fellas.
That got nice and spicy, huh, Ron? It's a good topic.
It is. It's a hot topic, and I think his point is Tomlin nationally is so much higher thought of than he is locally. That's the one line I think we all can agree on, can't we?
Do people nationally actually know the machinations of the Steelers organization, though? Do people nationally believe that he's the defensive coordinator? I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Stuff like that? I don't know.
Maybe not.
But, yeah, you're right, and he's right about that.
But maybe the same token, we can't understand necessarily why McCarthy, for instance, might be on the hot seat in Dallas. We don't know necessarily the interior workings there either.
Right, but we do know a guy with a similar resume to Tomlin was jettisoned.
Because
he went and won a division.
With his quarterback, though.
For whatever reason, he's gone.
That's a pretty big reason. The franchise quarterback wouldn't work with him. They're going to pick the franchise quarterback over the coach.
Right, and then as soon as he left, they went and drafted the next quarterback to piss off the quarterback more.
But
right?
He was able to work with the coach, though.
Right, but the point being, he went and won a division, and the real point being that a new guy came in and it wasn't the end of the world. In fact, it got better.
Guy LaFleur has done quite the job.
Our friend Guy LaFleur.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ron, let's get to it, shall we? We have some questions about the audio, so if things go south here, we will abort the mission and just talk about some of the quotes from him. You mentioned one from Friermuth that was interesting.
Let's hear from Mason.
Let's hear.
Hey, Mason, you've sat for 4 years, obviously, and I'm sure it was a long process for you. What makes you feel like you're more or better prepared now than you were would have been maybe as a rookie to come in and be an NFL starter?
Yeah, I think, the game experience that I have had, obviously, I think I've developed from 2019 when I had that stint of games. But anytime you don't seize, the opportunity fully, there's going to be question marks. I think, obviously playing games experience is the best teacher, but being the backup quarterback, I think there's value in that. And I think if you treat it like each game is an opportunity to file things away mentally and to take mental notes and to be in those conversations with the coordinator and the game plan on the sidelines with Coach Tomlin and talking about ways to attack defenses and along with the practice reps and just the general football IQ that I think you kind of gain and add to your repertoire over 4 years. I think that's all been, I look at that as a positive, and that's how I've kept myself, encouraged that, hey, you are going to get a shot to play again at some point, and you don't want to look back and have wasted this time just waiting idly. You want to kind of, take strides and make yourself a better quarterback.
Ray Fittipaldo.
So what is it like now knowing that, that carrot is at the end of the tunnel and you truly are going to have a chance to compete for the full-time starting job this coming offseason?
Hold on a second here, Horse. Ron, that's already the lead entry for Gene Collier next year.
That's a little malaprop there,
isn't it? The carrot at the end of the tunnel by Ray Fittipaldo.
Oh, man.
Is that like the light at the end of the stem? What's going on here, Horse?
We both looked at each other when he said that.
The carrot at the end of the tunnel. I love that. I'm sending this along to Gene Collier for next year's, the Trite Award?
The Trite Trophy.
Yes.
Let's listen to how Mason answers the question.
Great feeling. All I want is a chance to compete and to be the guy here. And, it seems like that's more of a real possibility now than ever. Opposed to the last 4 years of knowing, as long as other guys Ben's healthy, you're not playing. So that's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Tim Benz.
Mason, we didn't get to see a ton of you this year, but when you played against Detroit and Kansas City, there were a few occasions where you escaped the rush, kept plays alive, even picked up some yardage with your legs. I know Mike's spent a great deal of time talking about quarterback mobility this year. Have you felt a little bit more nimble this season? Is that something you can improve on even further to make him want to make you the starter and rely on that attribute of your game?
Yeah, I think there were times I think I've gotten better at that, whether it's from a strength conditioning standpoint. I think I have made improvements, but also just knowing the right times, extending the play to throw, but at the times when you need to, getting it done on your leg. That stuff excites me. I enjoy that. I think you saw that this year sparingly when I've had the opportunity enough, and I want to continue to do that when it's needed in the future. And I know that that's, a part of Matt Canada's offense. It's obviously something Coach Tomlin looks for in a quarterback. So.
Brooke Pryor.
Yeah, Mason, what have you heard from either Mike Tomlin, if you've had your exit interview, or anyone else in the organization about what you need to show in this off season that proves that you can be the starter and can be the guy? And how do you adjust some of your off season training to tailor it toward that goal?
Yeah, well, I have not had my exit meeting yet with Coach, but I will. And I think each year there's things you improve, you want to improve on, whether it's, you know, footwork, mechanics, arm angle. I think that's changed a bit. I think I've improved in that manner, throwing off different platforms. You always try to create those. It's hard to create without a defense, without doing at least a seven on seven drill here for practice or an 11 on 11. So it's hard to sometimes recreate, throwing with people in your face. But I think, I think also from the mental standpoint, I think, going back, and I always go back and do a film study and watch all of our games and study some other quarterbacks, pick some guys that I want to learn from. And, that's all part of that process. But, you know, I think coming back here and having a good OTAs, hopefully, God willing, we'll have practice of some sorts. And then, you know, training camp and put my best foot forward, and knowing that, you know, I can be a bit more, you know, I can maybe be a bit more myself as be the leader that I've always been in the quarterback position, and not worried about stepping on the toes of a long time, you know, Hall of Fame player. So, all those things excite me, and I'm excited to have the meeting with Mike and then get started on my off-season prep.
All right.
Yeah, please stop it. It had to be difficult, I would think, for him or any backup quarterback. You know, it's got to be tough, you know, if you're Brady's backup or Aaron Rodgers' backup, and we know he's a number one pick in Aaron Rodgers' backup. You know, you almost feel like you have to defer to the Hall of Famer. And I imagine it is tiptoeing around sometimes.
Yeah, especially after the incumbent rips the selection of you on the radio.
Right. Exactly. Right.
You know, it has to be extra tough when the guy basically says he didn't
want
you
here. Aaron Rodgers did the same thing with, the guy in Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
Why do we need him? You know, why not help me with somebody that can help us now as opposed? Yeah, it's just, I think it's tough when you're anybody behind a legend, you know?
Yes.
And it's also tough to step in for the legend. Although Ben's last year didn't go as great. It's not like you're replacing him after 2010.
Right.
But it's still a challenging situation.
No doubt. And who knows if he'll even be the guy. Remember, it's a 50-50 competition. So
at least that's what it looks like.
The guy that they allegedly drafted to be Ben's successor may never get that opportunity, for all we know. Might never. But yeah, what he said made sense. And the theme of the early offseason here is that Matt Canada was handcuffed, and now just wait and see this offense with either Mason or Dwayne at the helm. You know, I mean, everybody is mentioning it. You know, this is what mobility is, what Canada looks for, what Tomlin wants. And that's what we can give. It'll be different with a younger guy back there, is what Haskins said earlier today, that Canada's offense will look different. Well, I have no doubt, but will it look better?
That's basically what Tomlin said too, right?
Yeah.
In a roundabout way.
Let's not forget that for all his, quote, warts, that Ben did win them games in the fourth quarter. That's the one thing he did this season, is there were several fourth quarters where they needed a couple of throws. Now, you could make the argument he helped put them in a bind in the fourth quarter, right, where they needed somebody to make big throws, but he made them.
Right. But both Cleveland games, really.
Yeah.
The last Baltimore game, really.
Yep.
So there were a lot of them. There
yeah.
were a few.
And those are all games, too, where he helped put them in
Absolutely.
That situation.
Yeah,
or
get behind early.
Or to hear other people tell it that Canada put them in that situation by not letting Ben do what he wanted.
Or the offensive line put him in that situation. That's Bouchette's point, that the offensive line just screwed it up for everybody.
Right. But he was also adamant that Canada was probably not a good choice.
Right.
Under any circumstances. Okay. So, well, is the offensive line going to be better next year?
Well, again, is Dan Moore going to be better?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I like to think from year one to year two, he'll be better. At least Ben seems to think.
There's tape out on him now, too.
Dotson, I think, has a chance. I mean, he was a pretty good player last year. Then he got hurt. And I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, you know, with Chooks. Are they going to keep him? Trey Turner's an unrestricted free agent. You know, we could have two or three new starters again next year, but I don't think they're going to be two rookies
we could.
Starting.
We also will maybe have a new O-line coach. Maybe Tomlin will hire somebody who will stay a whole season. That'd be good. right?
Would help.
All right. Coming up, our What's Cooking segment. You can watch live video of what's going on in the studio. Take a look at 93.7thefan.com. Go to shows and go to live video.
Now, let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
It's Dolly Parton's birthday, Ron. One of the all-time greats.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
You ever been to Dolly World?
I haven't. Have you?
No. I'm not a country music person.
I absolutely love her.
Well, I know. You've been to shows in Nashville, right?
Yes, I have.
I'm not a country person, although I like Nashville a whole lot. And, you know, I was going to say, we came close to going there this week, but no, not really.
A game away.
A game away. But I didn't realize it was Dolly's birthday. Let me guess how old.
I don't know offhand, but I'll look it up while you're guessing. Let me guess, too.
73, 74,
I'm
going to
say 78. She seems...
Looks to be very vibrant,
but
you both are wrong.
How old?
He's 76.
76.
What did I say, 73? You said 78. You were a little closer, but you went over.
I went over. I went under. So if it was The Price is Right, I lose.
Yeah. She still seems very, what you use the word vibrant, I think so. I didn't realize it was her birthday. Happy birthday, Dolly.
You can tour Pittsburgh's 6th Ultimate House in Lawrenceville January 21st through January 30th. This luxury condominium project by E Properties and Development features 3 fully furnished and stunning penthouse units in the heart of Lawrenceville. Tour proceeds benefit Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC Free Care Fund. Details on the event page at 93.7thefan.com. Fan hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic. And Ron, What's Cooking is presented by your local Pittsburgh area GEICO agent, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Mr. Reuter.
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-REUTER2. We're going to talk tomorrow. Well, Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette is one person we'll talk to. We're also going to talk more about these games. And then we're going to do a report card. We didn't get around to our season-ending report card for the Steelers, Ron. We could go every player on the roster, for God's sakes. We have the time right now, but maybe we'll just do it by position.
What would you give Archibong?
A for Archibong, right?
A for Archibong.
What would it be like if there was a carrot at the end of a tunnel, Ron? Would you even notice a little carrot at the end of a tunnel?
So I sent Ray a note, and I said, carrot at the end of the tunnel with a bunch of question marks. He writes back, I made Gene Collier's trait column 11 months ahead of time. Just call me Hines, because Hines had a famous malaprop, too. What was it? I forget now. Something about you got to tip your hat and hand it to him.
Yes. Ray was talking to Mason Rudolph today and asked him if he could see the carrot at the end of the tunnel. I really like that one,
I've already
sent it along to Gene as well. He has it.
I love Ray. He's just such a good person, and he's a hell of a reporter. We have all said stuff that we have a little regret after we say it. I think you and I do it every day, Joe.
Well, you're bound to do it if you're out there in the limelight like we are.
You put it on the line, so to speak.
Wait, out there in the limelight? Is that a malaprop too? No, we're in the limelight, sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, well, we're in the public view. Everything we say, somebody could tape, record, throw back at us.
Right. But there's different levels of public scrutiny.
Yes.
You know, Ben gets a little more scrutiny and Tomlin and Canada than we do.
For sure. Do you like pork rinds, Ron?
No, but Joe Green does.
Yes, he does.
And if Joe Green likes them, I should like them too.
Do you like green peppers?
I do. I like red peppers better.
You
like
find a difference between the two?
Yeah, I do. I love red peppers. Greens, okay.
New England clam chowder or the other kind?
I'm not a big chowder.
What is
guy.
The other kind? Manhattan.
One's red, one's white.
Which one is which?
I think clam. I think the New England I think is white based broth, and the other one is red based broth, I believe. I'm not a big clam. I'm not a big chowder guy.
Brown rice or white rice?
No, I like lobster bisque.
Oh, it's good.
Crab.
Yeah.
I'll take either one of those. I like both rices, but probably white rice with my I go to Jimmy Wan's in Cranberry and always get chili pepper chicken with white rice. Ooh, I love it. Are you a sushi guy?
Yes, I am.
I'm not. You're a sushi guy. You eat raw fish.
It depends on what it is.
You eat your
only
you're
when
afraid,
it's rolled up in
you're afraid
rice.
To touch anything, yet you'd eat raw fish
and have many times. I don't like it when it's just like the slab of uncooked fish there. I get the little roll, and there is such a thing as cooked sushi.
Okay,
you get the little cooked
and then
salmon
dip it
roll
in some good sauce. Probably.
Yes, of course, a little soy sauce. The other stuff nobody uses all the ingredients. They put you with the little green gunk that they put on sushi, Ron. I don't use that. But a little soy sauce will do.
Why don't we do this again tomorrow morning at 10, Joe? You have a wonderful evening.
That sounds scrumptious, and thank you, Ron.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.